This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. As tax day approaches, many of us are thinking a little harder about our finances. For young people trying to strike it out on their own, managing money can be overwhelming. In this next installment of our series, The Money Diaries, we'll meet 19-year-old Zakiya Jackson. She's calling her diary Confessions of a Shopaholic. Zakiya has two jobs to help pay for her shopping habit. For one of them, she gets paid on Fridays, and the money often doesn't last through the weekend. We'll join Zakiya first at home, and then as she walks down East 14th Street in Oakland.
What's up? It's Zakiya. Eating some cereal. So this morning, kind of got into an argument with my mom. I come to the conclusion that I just can't spend any more money because I need to move the hell out of my parents' house. My living situation isn't completely terrible, but it's bad enough to the point where I just, like, I can't live here anymore. I'm 19 years old, sharing a room with an 8 and a 10-year-old. Like, it's not okay. So, my boyfriend thinks I have a shopping problem. I know that he thinks that I'm gonna have a problem once we move out, and I'm just gonna be all, like, shopping every day instead of saving for work and bills and crap. Which isn't necessarily true. I mean, I like nice things. I like to have nice things. And I hate being broke, which is why I have two jobs. I'm not physically dependent on shopping. It's just that if I don't go shopping, I'm like, I want to go shopping, man. But, how much money did I spend yesterday? $9 at Walgreens, $1.50 at Laney, $9 for breakfast, $4 for cupcakes. That's like $20. Like $25. It's more than I kind of needed to, but whatever. When I was an only child, I like got anything that I wanted. Anything and everything and everything and anything. Yeah. Once my little brother Ulysses was born in 2002, everything changed. I no longer got what I wanted. We stopped going out to dinner. And then I was all like back burner child for a while. So I guess my shopping problem is a mixture of wanting to not be neglected and also just like keep up with the Joneses, I guess.
It is approximately 1:03 p.m. Just got out the shop or school, whatever you want to call it. Beauty college, getting my eyebrows done. Walking down East 14th Street. Walking past this car and this guy just yells out "Red One." Walking past all these little shops. Me and my friends like to call this place Little Mexico. Walking past the little quinceañera dress place. I was about to get my prom dress from here one year. But they didn't have anything that I liked. What's in there? Wow, so there's a place where you can get money orders, bras, panties, and shoes. Never knew that. I find it really funny how there's parts of Oakland that are like rich as shit, and then there are parts of Oakland that are like the corner of High Street and Elon Folk where it's like, oh, gas station. Little broken down garage. Oh, check cashing, where you can go and get payday advances and get trapped into a cycle of debt. I really need to get home and charge my phone, see how much money I have in the bank. What's going on? This is Zakiya at home now, looking at my bank. And basically,
I have got $6,287 in my account, and my credit balance is $673.42. It's not bad. It's more than I usually have left over on a Thursday from a check, but at the same time, I do have to think about, I got paid late, which means that I didn't get to do all of the shopping and spending that I was probably going to on Saturday and Sunday and Friday night. So yeah.